I'm going to read from my second book, Natural Birth. I'm going to read the birth section. So you'll miss pregnancy, you'll miss labor. What can I tell you? Lucky ducks. Yeah, you get to the birth, the good part. In the 60s, you could read a book called Thank You, Dr. Lamaze, and you could read a book called Natural Birth. And they told you how you could now have a baby without pain or drugs. Do you remember that? And I thought, what a great thing. You know, my mother told me many times how she almost died. And all the women had almost died. And I thought, well, they only died because they didn't, you know, they were afraid. They didn't do all these breathing techniques and whatever. So I did my breathing and my exercises, and it hurt like hell. But it'll probably be great for you if you haven't done this yet. No problem, no problem. But anyway, delivery, it really happened for me that in delivery, I did have a painless delivery. I don't know why. But anyway, this is the delivery section. I was in the delivery room, put your feet up in the stirrups. I put them up, obedient, still humble, though the spirit was growing larger in me. That black woman was in my throat, her thin song, high-pitched like a lark, and all the muscles were starting to constrict around her. I tried to push just a little. It didn't hurt. I tried a little more. Roll up, Guzzo said. He wanted to give me a spinal. No, I don't want a spinal. Same doctor as axe handle up my butt, same as shaft of split wood. Dr. Spike driving the head home where my soft animal cowed and prayed and cried for his mother. Or was the baby part of this whole damn conspiracy? In on it with Guzzo, the two of them wanting to shoot the wood up me for nothing, for playing music to him in the dark, for singing to my round class belly, for filling up with pizza on a cold night, dough warm. Maybe he wanted out, was saying, give her a needle and let me the hell out of here. Who cares what she wants? Put her to sleep. My baby pushing off with his black feet from the dark shore, heading out, not knowing which way, and trusting, oarless and eyeless, so hopeless it didn't matter. No, not my baby, this loved thing, in and of myself. So I balled up and let him try to stick it in. Maybe something was wrong. Roll up, he said, roll up. But I don't want it. Roll up, roll up. But it doesn't hurt. We all stood, nurses, round the white light, hands hanging empty at our sides. Roll up in a ball. All of us not knowing how or if in such a world without false promises we could say anything but yes, yes, come take it and be quick. I put my belly in my hand, gave him that thin side of my back, the bones intruding on the air in little knobs and joints he might crack down my spine, his knuckles wrap each twisted symmetry, put me on the rack, each nerve bright and stretched like canvas. He couldn't get it in. Three times he tried. Roll up, he cried. Roll up. Three times he couldn't get it in. Dr. Y, the head obstetrician, came in. What are you doing, Guzzo? I thought she wanted natural to me. Do you want a shot? No? Well, put your legs up, girl, and push. And suddenly the light went out. The nurses laughed. And nothing mattered in this 10 a.m. sunshiny morning. We were well, the nurses and the doctors cheering, that girl combing hair all in one direction, shining bright as water. I grew deep in me like fist, and I grew deep in me like death, and I grew deep in me like hiding in the sea, and I was over me like sun, and I was under me like sky, and I could look into myself like one dark eye. I was her, and she was me, and we were scattered round like light, nurses, doctors, cheering, such waves. My face contorted, never wore such mask, so rigid and so dark, so bright, uncompromising, brave, no turning back, no nose. I was so beautiful. I could look up in the light and see my hugeness arc, electric, heavy, fleshy, living light. No wonder they praised me, a gesture one makes helpless and urgent, praising what goes on without our praise. When there was nowhere I could go, when I was so deep in myself, so large, I had to let it out, they said, drop back. I dropped back on the table, panting. They moved the head, swiveled it correctly, but I was losing her something, a head coming through the door. Name, please. Please, name. Whose head? I don't know. Some disconnection. Name, please. And I am not ready. The sudden visibility, his body, his curly, wet hair, his arms abandoned in the air. His skin must be so cold, but there is nothing I can do to warm him. His body clutches in a wretched way. They expect me to sing, joy, joy, a son is born, child is given, my tongue curled in my head, my tears, cheeks stringy with damp hair, this lump of flesh, lump of steamy viscera. Who is this child? A child never having been seen before, without credentials, credit cards, without employee reference or high school grades or anything to make him human, make him mine, but skein of pain to chop off at the navel. While they could, they held him down and chopped him, held him up, my little fish, my blueness, swallowed in the air, turned pink and wailed. No more. Enough. I lay there speechless, looking for something to say to myself. After you have touched the brain, that squirmy lust of maggots, after you have pumped the heart, that thief, that comic, they throw you in the trash. And the little one in the case of glass, he is not I. I am not him. He is not I. The stranger. Blue air protects us from each other. Here is the note he brings. It says, Mother. But I do not even know this man.
Oh, that's wonderful. I have never heard anybody whistle at a reading in my life. I will never forget that. I don't know who did it. I will never forget it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I feel like I should do it. I don't know. I guess, you know, poetry can be beautiful in that way, the body of poetry. Oh, thank you.